Hello and welcome to the Mark Marshall podcast series with me, your host, Carol Ann Kelleher, and Mark Marshall. Hi, Mark.
Hi there. How's it going?
We are talking owls today.
Yes.
I haven't seen an owl in my suburb. I couldn't tell you last when I've seen an owl. What has happened to all the owls?
The owls are still there. They're a little bit quiet now, obviously because of the colder months, but they are still there. And I also thought, my goodness, I haven't seen owls or heard owls on my roof for a long time. And then there's an owl last night sitting on the roof. So
really?
It just happens. You know, they do their thing. They start pairing off for breeding now and all that kind of stuff. So they are still around, yeah. But the main problem with owls is the myths that come around them. And that's the nice thing to talk about with owls.
Okay, so yeah. So a lot of folk believe that they have...
Scared, yeah.
Yeah, are scared of them. And that we need to get rid of them, which is dreadful.
Yeah, and it started with a call I got about a year ago where a lady frantically phoned me and said, you must come to my house. I'm in Sherwood now. You got to come. There's an owl sitting at my house now. And I went, oh, shame. There's obviously an owl that's been hit by a car or something and it's got an injured wing or something and I must go and help this little guy. So I raced over there and as I got there, I said, where's the owl? She said, it's on my roof. And then I said, okay, and what about the owl? What's wrong with it? Mm-hmm. She says, nothing. Can you please shoot it? And I said, what? She said, please, can you shoot the owl? And I said, no, why must I shoot the owl? And she said, someone in my family's going to die now because it's sitting on my roof.
Oh, I said, no, man, shame.
Yeah. That is a whole myth thing. So I actually sat down and actually said, explained to her that the reason why it's on your roof is probably because there's rats and mouse in your neighborhood and it wants to eat something and it's eaten something and it thought, hey, bring my mate here. So it's calling and hooting away for its mate. And this is what's happening. And the owl's only using a roof as a place to sit. And it's got nothing to do with the death of the family or anything like that. I don't know if she believed me, but that was it. Yeah.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Was she accepting of the truth?
Not really, no. She took it, yes, and she accepted that I won't shoot the owl. Mm-hmm. And I went home, no problem. I wasn't going to do anything, but I did chase the owl away.
Okay.
And not because of to satisfy her, but what if I left and then she got someone else to shoot?
Yeah.
I thought, no, go away, I'll go away. For your own safety, go away. And then that's what happened. So that's why I just, I left there all happily. But I know you probably find that sometimes myths are so deeply entrenched in people.
Exactly,
it's hard to crack
this indoctrination. It's like with rhino horn, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And it started many, many years ago. Yeah. Just with a little story or a little rumor that just went on and on and on and on. You know, like the story, don't run outside in the rain because you're going to get cold. Really, I play in the rain all the time. But hey, I didn't get a cold. You know, so this is what's happened. So that's why you've got to change the mindset of the person before you can actually do it.
And I would imagine that is what you do a lot of in your educational visits to the schools.
Yeah.
To dispel those myths.
Exactly. Yeah. And you do it to the kids because the kids go back and tell the parents.
Yeah,
the
they kids say, Mom.
they don't say, yeah, but no. You know, like the parents do, you know. But a lot of the times they're like that. And tortoises, for example, kids love a tortoise talk because it's a very mysterious animal. It's got a shell.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets scared, it hides in a shell and you can't see its legs or its head. And then all of a sudden, it's happy and it starts crawling around. And kids love it. But the parents keep tortoises not because they're evil or they don't hurt tortoises because of their evil. They have no evil connotations, but they have good health connotations. And that's where their problem is.
Okay.
People keep tortoises because of health reasons. Now, a lot of times, I mean, when I worked in nature conservation, went to a chap's house and he had 78 tortoises under his bed in boxes. And I was like, what? Little tiny tortoises? Yeah. And I was like, shame, man. So I confiscated them. I gave him a warning and said, please don't do this again. And he was, no, okay, no problem. 2 weeks later, he had 190 tortoises.
No way.
He went out again and he collected all of them. And I asked him eventually, I said, listen, what is the story? No, this cures cancer. And if he can get this sorted out, then there's no more cancer problems. And I thought, no, I can't fight against that, you know. But there again, you know, obviously no traditional medicine or modern medicine, anything like that. This is all complete myth, you know.
It's hard to believe in
it. It's very difficult.
In this day and age, there's still so many of us believe these myths. Okay, so explain to us, Mark, for those who might not know, what vital role do owls play in the life cycle?
Major roles. Firstly, the rat and mouse populations. Yeah. They eradicate rats and mice. But remember, owls don't just eat that. I mean, they also remove all your little, you know, your grasshoppers and moths that fly in here and burn and hit the lights at night and they land on the side of the road. Owls clean that up. They do that for us and they get rid of rats and mice. That's the main thing they actually do. Mm-hmm. And owls don't just stay in one area. You get an adult pair that have a few babies. They have three babies, for example. And eventually they kick the babies out. So now those babies populate the next area. And so forth, so forth. So that's how the population of owls spreads. Mm-hmm. So it's an equal distribution of owls around the whole Bay Area. And that means equal distribution of rat and mouse removers.
Right.
So that is why.
But what about poison?
Poisons are bad. The problem is secondary poisoning. The poison kills the rat and the mouse, no problem.
But then the owl comes along.
Yes, and the rat and mouse is not dead yet. Remember, poison doesn't kill the rat straight away. Mm-hmm. The rat will take maybe 2 or 3 days to die. So it runs around, and a lot of those poisons are activated by water. So it's fine in the rat's body or the rodent's body, and the minute he drinks water, it activates the poisonous body, and then he dies. And by whilst he's dying, he runs outside, and he's slower. And if you're a hungry owl, are you going to go for the very, very fast rat, or are you going to go for the slow one? Mm. You're going to go for the slow one.
Of course.
And that's what happens, and the slow one is the one that's poisoned. Mm. He grabs that one, swallows it, and he himself gets poisoned. It even happens with snakes. If I catch snakes in rat traps, poison rat traps, I have to actually make the snake vomit the food out again so it doesn't digest that poison in the food. Owls, you can't do that because the food's in them already. Mm. So that's why you get secondary poisoning from that. So that's why let the owls do the work rather.
Yeah, there
let
we go.
Let them do the work. It's there, much better.
There we go. Lesson learned. Yes. Let the owls do the work.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so in closing, as the owner of Sandula Conservation, Mark's daily grind sees him rescuing everything from snakes to bees and even plants, and he is in high demand as a rescue and relocation urban specialist doing environmental impact work across our metro. Mark also runs Humps and Bumps Tortoise Sanctuary and the popular Sandula Kids, a nature education program currently at 14 schools in our metro. Perhaps it's time to get your school involved. Connect with Mark on social media or go to sandula.co.za. Till next time, thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.